Green Top Grocery has spent the last several months adjusting its business to slow a significant operating loss. The co-op that focuses on locally sourced foods opened in the spring of 2017. A year in, Green Top was on pace to run out of money by the end of this year. At the time, sales were half of what they needed to be, and though things have improved by 30%, the remaining 70% increase has yet to materialize. Green Top Board President Michael Gorman acknowledges more needs to happen to have the business continue. In July, Green Top hired Krista Kramer, a veteran from the Whole Foods chain. GLT's Mary Cullen sits down with Kramer and Michael Gorman to talk about changes and what customers can expect from Green Top in the future.
We are doing a lot better than we were at the beginning of the year. Sales have grown about 30% since then, week over week. And we've taken a lot of steps to improve the store and make it more community-focused and more what our owners are looking for.
We've seen reports of a turnaround effort. What exactly did that effort include?
The turnaround plan is a whole lot of different things all put into one list of items, and we're still working on implementing it. There's a lot still to go, but we've also accomplished a lot, which is why sales have grown 30% since April. Some of the things that we've done, we have hired a new general manager. That's Krista, who's here with me today. We have implemented new sales. We've implemented a new program called Green Top Essentials, which has about 80 different items throughout the store that are sort of your basics for your pantry, things like milk and canned tomatoes and things like that. And with those items, we're taking basically no margin. We're not upping the price from what we get it from our suppliers, just to make sure that the store is accessible to as many community members as possible. And through all those sorts of things, we are growing our sales and we're growing our business and we're on track for sustainability.
Customers in the past have complained about high-priced goods. I believe you addressed those concerns in a story by GLT earlier this year, saying that prices would drop some, but that local food comes at a cost. That was from your previous general manager. What changes have been made to further address the concern of high prices?
So speaking to what we do with our local providers, we've worked out deals with them consistently with our buyers to make sure that we're bringing in fresh products consistently and rotating through products and doing discounts through our providers to our customers. We are also striving to bring in new products from vendors and brokers, and we are also getting discounts on those as well, which we can translate to our customers. So there's a lot of efforts in multiple areas across the store that we're working on right now.
So I know you both brought in some fact sheets with some data explaining the changes that we've seen in Green Top. Can you highlight a few of those changes?
Yeah, one of the ones that I'm most proud of is our You Snap, We Match program, which we're the first grocery store in the state of Illinois to receive this grant that allows us to, for every dollar that someone spends on local produce through their SNAP card, used to be called food stamps, we're able to match that dollar. We give them a voucher. They can use that either at Green Top or at the downtown Bloomington Farmers Market. We've given away more than $8,000 vouchers through that program so far, so we're really proud of that.
I have to say the SNAP program is one of my favorites, and that's one program that has not really had a light shined on it, and we've been really pushing for everyone to see what we have provided in the store for our community. That's probably been one of my favorites as well, because Green Top is accessible to every single person in the community. And that's probably one of my biggest drives right now, is making sure people feel comfortable coming into the store, seeing the price differences, and being able to utilize a program like the SNAP program.
Before Krista was hired, there was an interim GM who was somewhat of a turnaround specialist. What is the biggest change that you saw come from that experience?
You know, we brought in Tim Sullivan as an interim GM so that we had time to find someone like Krista, who's just the perfect person to lead our store for the long term. And Tim did a lot of really amazing things. He focused very heavily on pricing, so he looked at individual product categories and figured out, is our margin appropriate here? Are we too high versus our competitors? Things like that, that a lot of A lot of people might not have noticed individually, but on the whole, it's really helped us grow our store. During his time, we also made some major facelifts at the store, right? So we repainted. We put up about a dozen different giant farmer profiles on the wall to really highlight the fact that we're getting food from local producers. We're having more events, so we have live music pretty frequently now. We have classes in the teaching kitchen. We're doing a lot more things just to really make it a community space.
So you guys just opened, I believe that was spring of 2017?
Correct.
What have you learned?
Gosh, I mean, every startup business learns a lot in its first year. And now that we're over the 1 year mark, there's just a ton. You know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, our sales were not where we expected them to be at the beginning of last year. And we've been, you know, analyzing sort of why that might have happened. It's a pretty competitive business landscape out there, and even some of the most successful grocery stores in the world only have a 1% margin. So really, it's a lot. We've learned a lot about finances. We've learned a lot about how to run a grocery store.
So the Bloomington City Council approved a request that would allow Green Top patrons to drink alcoholic purchases on site. What will this do for Green Top's business?
I think it will give us the ability to give our customers the best shopping experience possible. A lot of our customers walk into our store from their homes directly, and I think this would be just a great addition to them being able to sit out in the public space and be able to enjoy a beverage.
And especially during, you know, teaching kitchen classes, right, we would like to be able to have wine pairing classes. And we're not talking about making this a rowdy, you know, bar-like scene or anything like that. More somewhat like the garlic press model, where they have, you know, very reasonable consumption on site. But just because our liquor license didn't allow it before, we did ask the city to expand the scope of our license slightly to allow us to do that.
Crystal, let's talk about you a little bit. You were hired as the new GM, I believe, in the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you bring to the table?
There's been a lot of press about me coming into town, obviously. And my background is grocery. I learned a lot from my previous job. I really enjoyed working with the community around me, and I just continue to drive for that. And Green Top was probably the best fit for me, moving down to Bloomington and being able to utilize my merchandising, my safety standards. Green Top to me is just the greatest business model. You're supporting the community, you're supporting your local vendors, you're supporting fair trade. It's everything that I've learned in my previous job to the umph level. And I just look at my job as being a service to the community. And I just want to continue driving that and experiencing more and more things. And I just keep learning more and more each day.
So you're coming and you're joining Bloomington from the Chicagoland area. How does your background in Whole Foods assist in Green Top's developing business model?
So I look at how Whole Foods really emphasized working around with communities, working with conscious vendors, and Green Top's business model is very similar in that. But I have the opportunity to be able to utilize more of my local vendors based off of what we feel is high quality. We are able to really pick and choose who is correct for our store, and supporting our customers to the team members, to the vendors, to the farmers, from farm to plate. I just feel like Whole Foods has kind of set me up for my career with Green Top. It was bittersweet for me to leave Whole Foods, but I feel like I was on a mission to find something bigger and better for myself as a person, and then also to be more of a substantial team member of the community.
Right. So obviously from your 8 years as a manager at Whole Foods, you bring a lot of experience and expertise to the area. However, Whole Foods is a large chain store and Green Top is a local co-op. So how is your role different in a smaller business?
So looking at how Green Top is, I'm running that store. I had at Whole Foods other individuals that I would reach out to for certain things. I've learned that business maintenance of the store, very important. Making sure that you're keeping up on safety standards. Equipment failures are fun to deal with. Everybody loves those. I'm firsthand now dealing with that directly, where before I had a lifeline in a sense. Now it's on me, and I've learned a whole lot over the past 2 months that I've been here, and my experience prior has set me up for that in dealing with anything that would come my way. So I think it was a very good learning experience for me to work at Whole Foods for as long as I did. And Whole Foods had gone through a lot of different phases where the stores were very individual and then moving to more of a corporate model, which is fine for them. But Green Top brings me back down to relying on myself, relying on the team members, and relying on my vendors and my farmers and the community. And I like the grassroots feeling of how Green Top works. It's all on us.
GLT's Mary Cullen spoke with Green Top Board President Michael Gorman and with Krista Kramer, the new general manager of Green Top. In the 7 months from opening to the end of 2017, Green Top added 139 new owners. So far this year, the co-op has welcomed more than 200 owners. Green Top is briefing its owners at a special meeting this evening about future needs and requirements to keep the business open. GLT report on those initiatives at WGLT.org.